We walked along boardwalks where the sea was all one side of us. We walked through dark forests. We walked through really shady forests that were just beautiful, full of eucalyptus trees. We went up steep inclines. We went down really hard paths. And it didn't matter where we walked. We could never get lost as long as we kept following the yellow arrows. What an adventure. Now, over the summer, we're looking at some psalms, and the opportunity that we've got is to pick a psalm and just look at it for a few minutes. And the psalm that I wanted to pick this morning, if you want to pop that slide up for us, is part of Psalm 84. And it is this. Let me read these verses for you. These are just the verses 5 and 7. Or 5 through to 7. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Here, the psalmist who wrote these words poetically puts together for us a plan if we want to be a pilgrim. Blessed, or in this particular understanding, happy. Happy is the person, happy is the man, or happy is the woman who puts their trust, puts their hearts in pilgrimage. And the psalmist sort of poetically says to us that Christianity and spiritual life and being in a pilgrimage is a bit like a journey. And I'm sure many of you will have heard that before. That you start, each of us has a responsibility to start that journey. Nobody else can start that journey for us. Each of us have to make that decision that we want to start this journey. And for each of us, at one day, that journey will end. We will take our final breath here on earth. And then the new adventure begins. He who would valiant be. Does that describe you? Does that describe me? Are we valiant pilgrims journeying on a destination to a spiritual place? Well, the next thing that we see with these valiant pilgrims is they pass through the valley of Baca. And here we see that the psalmist mixes the metaphorical, talking about this journey, this spiritual journey, with the material. Baca was a real place. And it was a place that even still exists now, about 5 or 6 kilometres away from the old city of Jerusalem. But Baca has another meaning. And if you look into how that word is described, it describes crying. It describes sorrow. It describes loss. It describes mourning. And I always have to ask myself is when the psalmist writes these words, why is there always a Baca? Why is there always a Baca for us in life? Wouldn't it be nice if you said you went on a journey and they all lived happily ever after? Don't you think that would be good at the end of the Bible if you got right to the very end and it says, and they all lived happily ever after? Why is there always a Baca of some kind? One minute we can be walking in the sunshine and the next minute we can be lying on the floor. And that happened to me. You know, why is it when you get older? Laura left me alone for one day and she was worried stiff in case something happened to me, and that was the day that I fell over. Why is it when you get older you don't fall over, you have a fall? Dad's had a fall. But when you're younger, you fall over, don't you? Why is that? Is there a medical reason for that or some reason? I don't know. Mum's had a fall. She didn't fall over. It's like you fall over when you're a kid, but Dad had a fall. But you know, loss can be like that, can't it? You're suddenly going along and you think everything's fine, and then out of the blue, in an instant, you hit the valley of Baca. We can mourn the loss of someone we love. We can mourn the loss of a job. We can mourn the loss of health. Maybe the loss of opportunity. And we suddenly find that we're on this journey and we hit the valley of Baca. The clouds draw in, and the valley can be full of tears. I guess that some of you could identify with that. You'd say, actually, identify with it. I'm there now. I've been in that valley, and it doesn't seem as if I can get out of it. I've been going round in it in circles for years. It says here that they passed through. I haven't passed through there yet. Is there a possibility that that's going to happen? Doesn't seem much passing through for me. There's no discouragement that will make him once relent. You know, I think that's a nice idea, but I'm not too sure whether it's true. Do you know anybody who had their nose to the plough and they couldn't have been any more committed and then they left the farm forever? There's no discouragement that can make us relent. I don't think that's true. I think there is, and you can sometimes find that in the middle of the valley of Baca. It's a real place. I'm honest, I feel like that sometimes. I feel like it's a bit like Groundhog Day. I seem to have lived in this place for a long time. It seems as if I wake up every day and it's the same over and over again. Can anybody else identify with that? Whoso beset him round with dismal stories. Do you know anybody who sits around you with dismal stories? I'm sure that doesn't happen in here whatsoever at all. I'm sure there's nobody in here when you say, how are you? Say, well, I could complain, but I won't. It's been better. It's not bad considering, you know, they go on, don't they? But I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about anybody that's in this room whatsoever who would around us with dismal stories. Sometimes on this journey, we have to slay giants. Sometimes as we pass through, we meet those big challenges. But for those who journey on, they progress from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. So in the light of these just couple of verses from the Psalms for today, what can we take on board? Well, first of all, the thing that we can take on board is forward progression is expected for a pilgrim. You know, it doesn't matter how much I wanted to get to Santiago from Porto. If I didn't put one foot in front of the other, I'd still be in Porto, which actually wouldn't be a bad thing. I'd be quite happy to still be in Porto, really. If you've never been to Porto, it's a beautiful city. But that's not the point, is it? You know what I'm saying. I'm not talking about that. But as a pilgrim, if you want to journey on to this destination, you're going to have to put one foot in front of the other. And if you're not moving forwards, you can't class yourself as a valiant pilgrim. Does it mean that the road that you're going to walk is always going to be easy? No, it doesn't. You're going to go through the Valley of Baca. And if you haven't got to the Valley of Baca, it means you've either just left it or it's on its way. It will happen. The second thing is, it's nobody else's choice but mine and yours to make that walk. Nobody else's choice. Nobody can make that choice to follow Christ apart from you. Other people can try and influence you. Other people can try and pressure you. You can grow up in a family where you're expected to. But you have to make that choice if you want to be a pilgrim. The next thing that you can see is that you can get in that valley. Whose responsibility is it to pass through that valley? As. How do we do that? Well, it's very simple. You just keep walking. You don't rely on feelings. You rely on faith. Because you will get discouraged. There will be discouragements that will come our ways that can be so big that they can make us relent. But if we try to rely on our feelings rather than faith, we could get lost. Faith points us in the direction that we need to go. It's not quite a yellow arrow, but it points us in the direction where we need to go. When I feel stuck, and it was just what Keith was talking about a minute ago, which I thought was really interesting, whose responsibility is it? It's God's and mine to get out of that. How much desire do we have? How much desire do we have? And how much do we choose that? Sometimes God will let us stay there. We can see that from Scripture. Until we're ready to move, God's there, but we're not going to walk out of this place until we have the desire to do that. What about you? How many years have you been coming here? How many messages have you heard? How many times have you sat there? And actually, your Christian life is not much different than it was when you first heard that message, maybe years and years ago. Are you progressing forward? Am I progressing forward? Sometimes the answer to that for me is no. Not at all. And again, whose fault's that? Mine. Mine. Nobody else is. Nobody else is. And you can't blame anybody else for that. So what do we do about it? Well, we have to keep our eye on the destination. And we have to keep walking. We have to keep following those yellow arrows. Since, Lord, thou dost defend us with thy spirit, we know we at the end shall life inherit. There is a destination that we're going to, and as long as we keep following those signs, no matter what the journey is like, we will make it. Then fancies flee away. I shall fear not what men say. I'll labour night and day to be a pilgrim. May you and I be blessed this week as we set our hearts on pilgrimage. May we be valiant. May we be brave. May you and I choose, if we're stuck, to connect with the Master to get us free. The valley could be long and we might not see the end of the valley in this life, but it will end. It will end. May you and I be persistent. May we travel light, as it is our first vowed intent to be a pilgrim. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you have given us a path to follow. You have given us signs along the way. You've given us the direction that we need to go. Forgive us, Lord, when we get sidetracked, when we choose our own routes, when we just stay in the same spot. We know that that's not your will, and it's our fault, God, most of the time. For the times that we're in the valley and we just seem to can't get through, it's just a place of darkness and a place in tears. Help us remember, as long as we don't rely on feelings but rely on faith, we will pass through that time. Thank you that you encourage us that we will grow in strength to strength till we shall reach that destination. Give us this day the strength to be a pilgrim. In Jesus' name.